This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, good evening. We're holding here in Perek Mem Ches. Kol ma shebo me'inyan Hashema miyuchas l'kai yisparach. So the Rambam says anything which is mentioned in the Torah regarding Hashem hearing, timtzo unklus hager nishmi menu. So unklus hager, it works around it. Upirish in yonai behagia hamaymo elav isparach. Chloy meshui sigur. So it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu received that maymer. It's not that it's not hearing the type of activity we do, but it means the same result. If the shmi over there relates to tzok and tefillah, yefarish inyanoi shukibel or lo kibel. So the word used is it was mekabel or not mekabel. V'yoyma la'olam betagim shama Hashem shmiya kadam Hashem. So shmiya is usually said is shama kadam Hashem. Kadam Hashem is always kind of putting a bit of a distance between, you know, it was heard before Hashem. It sort of gives it that type of flavor. So this is consistent, he says. That's as far as hearing. When it comes to Re'iya, Pirush Unklus by Pirushim Mifloim, that there are varying Pirushim, Lo Yisboyeli Kavanasi V'daitai, and I'm at a loss to understand some of it. V'hu, Ki B'mekoyim Os Yifarish V'yar Hashem, V'chaza Hashem. Sometimes it says V'chaza Hashem, which is a much stronger, more direct type of Pa'ula, or B'mekoyim Os Yifarishu G'lei Kodam Hashem. Omnam, Parshoy v'chaza Hashem hu rayim v'eres aleris chaza gamkein v'losh arami mishutif. V'shumar al-iyin ha-sogis ha-seichel, kasher al-sogis ha-chush. So obviously the word chaza in Aramis is similar to the word ra'a in Lashon Kodesh, which could mean either a physical seeing or perceiving, grasping, perceiving, something along those lines. Vani Tamea, he says, Achish answer Kenetzloy, Ma Baruch Menakatzer Pesher Glei Kodam Hashem. So he says, if that's true, and that's why he allows himself to infarish V'chazoy Hashem, so why did he Bichlal have to be Mefarish Glei Kodam Hashem? Lemaisa, it could mean both seeing and grasping. V'kashe Histakalti B'mashe Matzosim V'schos HaTargum. So he says, when I looked over the different places where he speaks about it, I saw the following observation. If let's say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to Pasuk that he saw something wrong happening, something bad happening, there we say, Glei Kodam Hashem. When Sofik Shemilas Chazob Lashlu Gezeres Hasoga, so the word to see, just like when I tell somebody I see what you're saying, it means A, I grasp. It also has an implication of agreement. Nirim advarim. Nirim advarim means that it's something which feels right. So therefore, anytime we're talking about Hashem seeing something that is bad, he would not use that term. And therefore, we would say Glo Kadam Hashem as opposed to V'chaza. V'ein Sofik Shemes Chazol Ashur Gozes HaSoge V'yashiv Adav Musik Fima Shehusak, meaning an accepting the thing as is. V'lezer K'shemotza Re'i Ad Nitlis Be'ovel L'yema V'chaza V'lei Kadam Hashem. So therefore, when Re'iya deals with Avla, it will say Glei Kodam Hashem. V'hinei, Matsasi kol re'iyo miyachasle kai v'chol ha'teira, pirusha v'chaza, zulas eila shasapcha. And now he lists all the places where it's not like that, which fits into his scheme of things. I'm going to skip this paragraph. I mean, just this all the psukim. That is, so first of all, this is done without a computer, without a concordancia, just the Rambam. And so the Rishayim had these psukim at their fingertips. The Ramban does the same thing when Ramban wants to bring a raya to something that he's saying. I mean, he just shoots out a dozen places. So that's one thing that's interesting. He also didn't feel comfortable making any pshatim without going through it, all of it. If this is pshat, then it's going to have to shim everywhere. I find that fascinating. Avol, he says. So ad kan, it's good. There are three places where this is problematic. He says, I feel my pshat is emes lamitoy. I have three kashas. There are three places where it should have been with my svar gleik Hashem. But it says emes chos v'chaza Hashem. Ve'elohim v'yah Hashem kri rabbis ros adam. Six parsha, 2 weeks ago, v'yah lekim es ha'aretz v'nei shchosa, v'yah Hashem kisnu aleya. So we have all of these cases that are these three cases should have by right been Glei Kadamai. Vakarvetzi, he said, what I think is Shachi is a tol shenofim mitzchos. It's a mistake in the Girsa. That's how confident the Rambam was in what he was saying. She'enas in exivus unklus v'zeh shleim Hashem yeshu v'zeh pirush. I mean, we don't have the original ksaviyad of unklus. Okay, ha'umnam parsha lekim yor la'aseh, kadam Hashem gle'imri. The opposite, he found one example, which says lekim yor la'aseh, there's nothing wrong with it, and still it says kadam Hashem gle'imri. Shal yavu zeh lachshev, shal akai osid levak shel amtziyot. First of all, over there, there's a possible mistake in pshat. Lekim yor la'aseh means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to create the seh, he's going to take care of the seh. So that's one reason, that just push it so it's not right in the intent of the word. Or you gam ke miguna bloshnu itolas as segoser malachayim bultim dabrim. Or to say the word re'ia on an animal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw an animal that there's some sort of chibur, that maybe feels wouldn't be appropriate. V'tzor shivukash habi dikar aschos b'zeh. We need to look around at all the different ischos that are around, that are available. And if the girsas are accurate, they're written, I don't have a pshat for these places. Okay. Memtes. Hamalochim gankin eno balik shamim. Avlim scholim nidol merchoyma. Now he's going to speak a little bit about terminology used for malochim. All sorts of wings and stuff like that. Where it's not a problem if a person believes that a malach has a body, there's no problem in Ikrei Emuna, but there is a problem in terms of right and wrong. So malachim are not balik shama, they're schol nivdol machoime. Omnam hem asuyim, they are created, velikim borom, kama shizbaya. Ubebeishis rabba omru lat rabba zapechas, al shem eshosav esh loyed. So Chazal say that what defines a malach, this entity, is that it has no kavur kemetzias. So he says that v'ina kvar be'er v'zamayim Hashem ena balachim ve'ilam t'muna kayemes gashos chutz seichel. So what Chazal in effect are telling you over here is that they don't have any type of specific goof or whatever it is, that they can change means they don't have a fixed gashmis tikimetzias the way people have, but everything is mar nevuah. Olefi poa lakoa hamedamek when shizocha bin amitas hanevuah. But omnam omram pomim noshim So they take on different forms. Now he's going to explain a little bit what the point in that is, why it is like that, what it is, and so on. Ukvar yadata ki asoga hatz noki min achoyme ha'irim min agashas the gamri kvede moide la odem achdim ulav. To understand ideas and concepts totally divorced from any physical metzias is something very difficult for people. It takes a lot of training of that type of understanding. Obovad lemishle yavdul ben amuskel v'meduma uveroiv shana asog sadim levad v'yeh kol meduma etzay nimtzay efsha metzia u'mashaliyipol v'shadim etzay neder v'na metzia. Ki'el anoshim v'im aroiv amayinim leis amasam inyal oylam leis perlam sofik. So he says like this. It's very hard for people. It takes a long time of training to be able to deal with things that are not physical in a way that this is, you know, to deal with it as such. This is one of the reasons why we always say that mathematics is such a difficult, especially the abstract mathematics, the theoretical mathematics is difficult because it relates to nothing physical in the world. Now, people have two ways of thinking about things. We can think with pictures. In other words, our mind has many experiences, whether pictures, sounds, smells, touches, and our mind stores these as a sense files, we'll call it that way. And therefore, we can apply it to anything we hear. We can apply, we can understand it by sort of applying one of our pictures to it. Or a person can think conceptually, which is what the seichel does. So he says, for many people, they have a problem distinguishing the two. And they beiker understand things through dimyan. So whatever you tell them, somehow the mind translates it to a familiar picture, and that becomes his understanding of what it is. So he says those people which he says is the majority of people will never be able to understand these things clearly. That they're always going to have to understand pictures. They're not going to be able to understand anything that is in any way just an idea. Ole koyved ze gam kein heviu sifra neviim dvarim sheiroya mipshutehem gashus hamalach nosem v'yosim tzios adam v'yosim mitzuv melakai v'moydiyei dvarei v'oysim ashetz mitzvasei kol ze lahaisha sechem tziusam shem chayim shleim kashvanu chagolakei. So since malachim are an important element, therefore the Nevi'im will portray malachim in graphic terms in order to give people the sense that they actually exist and they're real. Since people don't have the ability, the majority of people don't have the ability, if it can't be put into picture, it's not real. Things that are abstract are just... I don't have a metzias. So malachim are also spoken about in physical terms. So he says, Elashim yamar adam bemalze, hoise doimetos etzim aloikai, bedimin amoin, shagamke beloikai nemu dvorim yorpshut shu gufchaim esnaot so sodom. So then it becomes a big mess by people. Well, the God and malachim are all of similar nature. They're all these beings, and the Torah speaks about them in physical terms. And the Rebbe says, no, this is all abstract, but I have a hard time distinguishing one from the other. So I would feel like the Goyim, that angels and God are part of one society. It's kind of a heavenly society, and it's the way we understand the difference between a general and a soldier. It's just a question of rank. It's not a question of metzias. So by a lot of people, this would happen. They would begin to think Malachim as being divine. So what the Torah did was it incorporated into many descriptions of Malachim animal features. And there are features that are given to Malachim that one would not associate with Ribbono Shel Olam. So it's almost, even if the person is not aware of it, the person is getting sort of a, what's the right word for it? Subconsciously, he's being fed a certain picture. That this is that these are beings inferior because the Malachim come in all sorts of wings, Kadosh Baruch Hu is above it. So like man is to an animal, so is Kadosh Baruch Hu to a Malach. So at least we get that message across by having Malachim portrayed in with animal type appendages. So he says, So what comes out subconsciously is that the Ribbono Shel Olam is more shalom than more shalom Malachim, the way an Adam is more shalom than a Balchai. Well, and the only animal parts that we attach them are wings. Because if you want to give over the idea that they fly, well, you need wings. So why of all the things of the animals do we pick flying? It is, of all the animal character traits, it is the most chashuva one, the most refined one. Obviously, the way an animal walks on the ground is not very refined. The way an animal eats is not terribly refined. So none of these things are, you know, you wouldn't attribute for any reason to a malach some sort of characteristic that is that's gross. But flying, we sort of hear flying as being something refined. This is sort of goes in the same line, like I said before, the previous prakim, that we don't attribute to HaKadosh Baruch Hu any physical attribute that we sense as being gnai and so on. So he says, v'nifkro tos ha'ifaz ha'yosim al ha'yosim chayim nesha shleim shabit nuas. People want to learn of all the things the animal that people want to imitate is they want to be able to fly. So it's something people want either to run away from danger or to run to something good. So this is a tnua. That is, even though it's an animal trait, but it's something that people would feel comfortable with it if they had it. So he says there's another reason why they're given wings and sort of like birds, because they have this characteristic of not being stuck in any one place. They can disappear very rapidly, then they can appear rapidly. So this is also true malachim. A person who is in any one place, it takes them some time to move on, to go here, to go there, to this, that. Malachim are they come when they have a shtichus, they disappear when there's no more shtichus. Now, going back, so if this is such a wonderful thing, why won't you meyachse Kadosh Baruch Hu? V'lo yichazu zeh ashlemus hameduma etzayim et nuas ha'ifus l'lakai b'shum panim liyoyset nuas balchai b'lti medaba. Since it's animals that have it, even though it might be very, very, very nice, it might be a very nice thing, But at the end of the day, it's associated with an animal, and therefore it's not covered by Kadosh Baruch Hu. It says about Kadosh Baruch Hu that he sat on a kruv and he flew. Ki akruv hu asher of. It's the kruv that flew, not the Baruch Shalom. Vayirkav al kruv, he rode the kruv and it flew away. Vakvanim asher hu mehiras bo inyan hu. What does it mean? You know, what's it? It translates, it meant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accomplished something very quickly. Moshenema hine Hashem roichiv al av kal ubo mitzrayim. Salim of mehiras redes sois hamaka behem. So when we have a lashon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu flying, it's not that he's flying, it's that he has a plane of sorts, the kruv that flies him. V'lo yitacha gan kem Hashem tzu b'yecheskel avad b'pnei shor b'nei ari b'nei neshe v'kaf regal eagle. The fact that it says different faces, different animals, b'kaf regal eagle, so that sounds as if he had said before that only flying is attributed to Malachim. So where is all this coming from? So he says, this has a different pirush. Here's a kula pirush achdish meyu. I'm going to give you the different pirush for all of it in due time. The oid shu omnam loytir lachayis v'nesper liyana b'mizus maspikas ba'ara. And this is only the a specific type of malach around the kisa kavet. Omnam. Tnuas ha'oififus nims because of chol makayim, but the tzurkim meknafayim. So we have flying all over, you know, many times in the psukim, and all has to have knafayim. The yuchsu leknafayim the ha'ishim tzusam leilamitis musam. See, I said before there is the knowledge that something exists, and then there's the particular understanding of the details and so on. So we have a very strong picture of a malach with wings, which is there to impress upon me that they really exist, and that's figments of imagination, they're metzias. But the wings do not in any way tell me about what the essence is. V'da, ki kol misna'e ha'tnua maheres ma'oid, yitoye ba'oifafus, l'oreis ha'mias ha'tnua. Anything that is not only physical flapping, it's anything that goes quickly. So anytime we want to speak about something, movement, motion, flux, we're going to use this terminology. Fine, let's start Perik Nun. Da atamaim roze ki ha mona eno ha inyan ha nema bepe al inyan mitzuya benefesh ki shi aminu bo shuken kama shetzua. So it says emuna is not what you proclaim. Proclaiming you believe something when you don't have an understanding of what is you believe in is a tat disaster. If I'm not quite sure what it means, Hashem is echad, Hashem is a mekuf, for all these things, If I don't inherit, then saying that I believe in it means nothing. And he uses a word here. It's something which I have a picture of in my nefesh. So he says, if you want to proclaim, if you want to proclaim the belief in some sort of belief, in some sort of idea, and you don't care to understand it or to know what that means, then it's fine just to yell and to say you believe in it. Dram doesn't call it believing. He says, "K'moshet timtza." Rabbi Apsa Yeshua Amuzas Hayman Yeshua Panim. Many fools will believe in things that have no it's not shaykh to be mitzayrit. The aval imelach libcho lalos as a meregal yon a meregal seiyun. V'sheis amas choshal kai echod achdus amitis. Ashemotsa akava klal. V'in lachshav shemichilk shemponim. Da she'en li yisparach tor atzim v'shemponim v'shem inyan. V'shirim yosei geshem k'nin yos bal tor atzmi. So one of the things that you must believe in if your belief is real is that there are no, we can describe hanhagis, but there is no no description of him. We can't have a word that will describe his messias. Omnom, misha hemishu echad b'torim rabim. Let's say a person says he's one, but he has many, many different descriptions. For amashu echad b'milosei. So that type of person, he says, this is a very strong lashon. He's proclaiming Hashem as one, and in his heart he thinks that he's many. It's like the goyim who echad of shloisha v'shloisha echad. He's one, but three, but one. So basically, if what you're saying can't be displayed in your mind, then it basically doesn't exist. We're not looking for what do we need to proclaim. We're looking what do we believe, and believe requires that I have a picture of what it is I want to believe in. I want to explain something obvious. We're not talking about a picture, a physical picture, because that doesn't exist by Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're talking about an understanding, a clear understanding of what it is I believe in. A certain tfisa in what it is. Not just these are the things that exist, but rather some sort of handle where I get it. Emuna is that we know what we're talking about, despite the fact that it's outside of our seichel as much as not it's in the seichel. So I have a picture of what it is I believe in. I have raias to say that this can be pushed away, there is no other what's the right word for it? There is no other place inside the system that knocks it. Then it's emes. Ukshetavshach ha'tayvus amin hogim v'tiyah balavana v'tvuna v'isboinu mashoimo yisabei laprak ma'boim v'achok zatorim is ames kol mashemana bechreach. So if he says, if you will follow my lead and you're going to understand, and we'll see some other time, we'll see what he's so upset about Ta'arim. But if Yichud Hashem is all about the destroying of the Zohar and bringing Emes to the world, so V'tia Oz Mishay Yitzaya Yichud Hashem, lo yimishu emes efiv lo yitzah le'inyin, v'yeh mikas hanema lehem korat fiyam shorach shorachim. It can't be a person who proclaims Hashem is one and has no other understanding of that sugya, that parasha. That's not what we're talking about. That's not a adam chashev. So if a person really works in it to understand it, he's going to be one of those people close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not one of those people that the Pasuk says, you know, it's lip service. So a person has to be of the cat that draws these pictures but doesn't talk about it. Okay, so we're holding here at the end of Pagnum, Pagnum Aleph. Any questions, any points?